USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Lima, Ohio, touting the economy.
More Americans are working today than ever before in the history of our country. Almost 160 million people. More than ever before, by far. And if you look at African-American, you've heard me say this many times, African-American employment is at an all-time low unemployment. Asian-American unemployment is at an all-time low. Hispanic unemployment, an all-time low.
Much of Nebraska is still under a state of emergency as deadly flooding has crippled the region. So far, three people have died from the flooding. Crystal Schnackenberg tells Fox News just how quickly the flood approached her property.
Approximately 7 hours, it went from nothing to all of our houses were underwater.
Vice President Mike Pence toured the area's hardest hit on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The slow process continues into the investigation into the mass shootings that claimed 50 lives at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the latest.
We're told the youngest victim of the attack was only 3 years old and the oldest 71, as New Zealand's police commissioner Mike Bush explains the process.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistakes.
Another 50 were injured in the attack, 12 of whom remain in critical condition.
There are concerns flames could spark back up at the scene of a now-extinguished chemical plant fire near Houston. A spokesman for Intercontinental Terminals Company says that crews are still spraying out the tanks with foam and other fire-suppressant materials in hopes of keeping them cool. The fire was officially declared out at 3 a.m. today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Robert O'Rourke has been on the campaign trail since announcing he was running to unseat President Trump in 2020 on the Democratic side of the aisle. Now, O'Rourke was in State College, Pennsylvania, and he was asked his stance on third trimester abortion.
So the question is about abortion and reproductive rights. And my answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes about her own body. I trust her.
Abby Johnson is a former Planned Parenthood director who left the company and is now pro-life. She joins Fox News to talk about what she thinks when she hears O'Rourke make those comments.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that Democrats have swung the pendulum so far to the left that they have really ostracized a lot of their Democratic constituency. And we see that in the latest Marist poll that came out that shows that in just 1 month, there was a 14-point increase in Democrats stating that they are now pro-life. I think they're just so out of touch with not only their constituents, but also with just scientific reality.
Johnson was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, the Powerball jackpot set for Wednesday night, over $550 million. That makes it one of the top 10 in U.S. history. Your odds of winning, though, still very slim, 1 in 292 million. Cash option on that prize would be just over $320 million if you were to win. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.